Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This week's Destination East County includes Cinco de Mayo festivities, an Arbor Day celebration, theatrical performances, and more.
Plus, we'll have a preview of coming attractions, including the opening of El Cajon's Dinner and a Concert series, cowboy competitions at the Campo Roundup, Rihanna in concert at SDSU, and a taste of Julian.
So stay tuned for all of these events and more.
The City of El Cajon invites the public to an Arbor Day celebration on Saturday, April 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillside Park on Buena Terrace. The city will be giving away free tree seedlings and light refreshments as they commemorate the city's 18th year of receiving the Tree City USA Award.
The Waits, an acoustic duo on guitar and mandolin, will be performing May 30th at 7 p.m. in San Pasqual's Winery's La Mesa Village Wine Bar and Gallery. Singing and playing in harmony, the pair will perform a blend of folk, bluegrass, country, classic rock, and more. For details, visit sanpasqualwinery.com.
Cinco de Mayo celebrates the Battle of Puebla, in which Mexican troops prevailed over French forces on May 5th in 1862. Mexican soldiers, greatly outnumbered, defeated the army that was thought to be the most powerful in the world. Though it did not stop the French from taking control of Mexico, the victory boosted the nation's morale and determination to fight the invasion. Diane Powers started Old Town's first Cinco de Mayo celebration back in 1983. Today, she continues that celebratory tradition at her Casa de Pico restaurant, now located in La Mesa at Grossmont Center, May 5th through 7th, with lively revelries, folkloric dancers, strolling mariachis, food and drink specials.
A Cinco de Mayo classic cruise night will be held May 4th in downtown El Cajon, featuring music by Flamingo with Roots and classic cars, including Low Riders from 5 to 8 p.m., For details, you can visit downtownelcajon.com.
Young Actors Theater in Spring Valley will present Once Upon a Mattress, opening May 4th and running through May 14th. This musical production is based on the Hans Christian Andersen tale, The Princess and the Pea. For tickets and details, visit yatsandiego.org. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
Dinner and a Concert, opening night at the Prescott Promenade on Main Street in downtown El Cajon, kicks off Friday, May 6th with Clay Colton playing country rock. You can enjoy music and dancing every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. from May 6th through October 7th. Bring a picnic or have dinner at one of the many restaurants in downtown El Cajon. For a complete lineup of concerts, you can visit downtownelcajon.com.
Relive the Wild West at the 10th Annual Campo Roundup on Saturday, May 7th at the Camp Lockett Event and Equestrian Facility in Campo. Gates open at 7 a.m. with opening ceremonies at 9:30 a.m. Witness how cowboys ride, rope, and brand cattle. Activities also include a gymkhana competition, western skits, and gunfighting reenactments of the famed Campo Shootout, mutton busting, kids' games, hay rides, a Miss Roundup competition, and a raffle. Period costumes are welcome. For more information, you can visit campocleef.org/roundup.
The Coyote Music Festival returns to Cuyamaca College on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 12 noon at Cuyamaca College's Grand Lawn in Rancho San Diego. Now in its 8th year, the entirely student-run festival provides the community with an afternoon of live outdoor music. The festival also culminates a semester's worth of work for students studying music, technology, recording, and business. For details on this event, you can go to cuyamaca.edu.
Quirky and fun, Hakumba Hot Springs community-wide yard sale takes place on Saturday, May 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Old Highway 80 and Railroad Station. Besides shopping for yard sale finds and pursuing handmade arts and craft items, you can also take a ride in a flying saucer for a unique photo opportunity or tour the Chinese castle where rumors swirl about its infamous past. Was the castle a gift from a sea captain to his bride? Did a murder once occur there? Is there a smuggler's tunnel to Mexico? You can find out facts versus fiction on this tour on May 7th.
Rihanna is one of the best-selling artists of all time, and she'll be performing live in concert at the Viejas Arena at San Diego State University on May 9th. Rihanna is the youngest solo artist to earn 14 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. She's won 8 Grammy Awards, 8 American Music Awards, 23 Billboard Music Awards, and received the inaugural Icon Award at the American Music Awards in 2013. For tickets and details, you can Google Viejas Arena at SDSU.
The 8th annual Taste of Julian, a rural dining adventure, will be held on May 9th from 1 until 5 p.m. This self-guided culinary tour includes one-of-a-kind restaurants, wineries, and breweries. For more information, you can visit julianca.com. For a list of participating restaurants and tickets, visit the event website at julianca.com.
You're invited to a party to benefit the Alpine Community Center on Friday, May 13th from 6 to 10 p.m. This event includes a ribeye steak dinner, art show, live jazz, blues, and swing music by Chet and the Committee, hosted by the Alpine Community Center and co-sponsored by the Alpine Mountain Empire Chamber of Commerce. For tickets, you can RSVP to 619-445-7330.
The San Diego Laurel and Hardy Group, Saps at Sea, will present Laurel and Hardy weekly Western night on Saturday, May 14th at Trinity Church in Spring Valley. Doors open at 6:30 with showtime at 7 p.m. The program includes such cinematic gems as A Car Punching Cartoon, West of Hot Dog, The Last Chance Saloon, Horse Callers, and Way Out West. You can also savor barbecue beans and cornbread during intermission. That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.